first robbery took place at approximately 7:50 p.m. on Friday evening, the 5th of June, at Harkin's shop in Muff. We believe four males involved in that particular crime, Barry. We believe they were using a silver Volkswagen Polo with a 02WH registration. The vehicle pulled out up outside of the premises. Three males entered the premises. One of them was carrying a weapon, we believed a hammer. They threatened staff. They got a small amount of money and a quantity of cigarettes, and they left the premises. Now, at this moment in time, we're seeking information from the public in relation to the movements of that car, both prior to and after the actual time that the crime occurred. The males are described as, the first male is described as wearing a black zipped-up hoodie with a white zip and a white zip in the pockets in the front, and navy bottoms and runners. Second male is described as wearing a full tracksuit, black with white stripes on it, and he was also wearing a sleeveless navy body warmer jacket with a white hood over his tracksuit top. He's the guy that was carrying the hammer. And the third male was wearing a dark hoodie with a thin white stripe on the sleeves, dark bottoms with a white logo on the right thigh, and dark runners. And the fourth male remained in the car. So it would be appealing for anyone that was in the vicinity of Harkin's shop at the time that this particular crime occurred. Maybe they were outside when the vehicle arrived, or maybe they were outside when the culprits came from the premises and left. So we'll be asking for any information that people could give us in relation to the whereabouts of that particular car at this moment in time, or any movements of it before and after the crime.
And just for the incident in Carndonagh, Gardaí, you're also seeking information on this?
That'd be correct, Barry. This particular robbery took place at approximately 1:30 p.m. On Sunday afternoon at Café Donna in Carndonagh. One male had entered the premises, and he went behind the counter. He picked up a knife. He demanded money from the till, and he subsequently got a small amount of cash. Now, what's strange about this particular crime, the door was open, but he picked up a table and he tried to smash the table through a side window to get out. He was unsuccessful and eventually left via the door. Now, we believe there was a second male waiting somewhere in the vicinity of the actual premises, and he joined up with this particular male. Now, this male is described as 6 foot, with blonde hair, wearing a light tracksuit and blue and white check shorts. Now, we do know, we have some information in relation to the movements of those particular two males around the Carndonagh area. We believe they were in Mallon and in a licensed premises in Mallon after the crime, and we also believe that they subsequently got a taxi to Derry at some stage later on in the afternoon. Would be appealing to anyone that was in the vicinity of Café Donna at the time this particular crime occurred, that may well have seen these two males both in Carndonagh, in Mallon after the crime, and possibly in the day would have been in a position to assist us in any way in relation to this crime. Like, I mean, in relation to both robberies, the people that were running these particular premises are traumatised, their staff, and it's an unacceptable crime in any community.
And it was quite an ordeal for both sets of staff in Muff and Carndonagh.
That is correct, Barry. Like, I mean, both staff and both premises are very traumatised as a result of this particular crime.
And there's nothing to say that both these robberies were linked at this stage?
We would be happy, actually, Barry, that they're not linked. That there were two different parties involved in both robberies. We have some information that we have acquired from members of the public and in relation to our inquiries around both the robbery in Muff and the robbery in Carndonagh, and we're following certain inquiries relevant to both particular crimes. We would be happy that the crimes are not actually linked.
Is there a cross-border element to this? Will the PSNI also be involved?
Certainly we'll be consulting with the PSNI, definitely in relation to the robbery in Carndonagh, because we were happy that the two culprits, or the two males that were involved in that particular crime, definitely crossed the border at some stage in the afternoon.